Minister, if you could first talk about these 2,000 free well water chemistry test kits. Why is government handing them out right now?
Well, I think it's really important for people to understand what about quality of the water that they have available to them. These additional test kits are just going to be put in place for people to pick up at their local digital government service NL offices, and they can be dropped back to those offices after the tests have been done in their own well water. We're quite happy to be supporting individuals in our province to understand what kind of just create that awareness about water quality that they have on their own property.
Okay. And it looks like government has distributed over 3,000, I guess, of these test kits. 1,000 samples have been tested. Can you talk a little bit about what's coming back from that test? What are some of the results?
Absolutely. We've had, since December of last year, we've, as you've mentioned, about 3,000 kits passed out and distributed. Of those test kits that were distributed, about a little over 1,000 of them have come back and been tested for potential contaminants in well water. And we've had a variety of different things like lead, uranium, cadmium, things that are manganese, things that are you know, naturally occurring in the environment. But it's nice for individuals in their homes to know what the quality of their water is and make the adjustments that may need to be required if they find levels that are exceed certain parameters.
But of the results that you did get back, none of them were anything that you didn't expect to see? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, no, there was nothing that we didn't expect. It was nothing unexpected in the test results. Obviously, we didn't know what we didn't know, to be quite honest. I mean, these wells are on personal property, and these are personal, you know, owned by the people that that have drilled them or put them in place. So I think this offer, the government offering this free service to ensure people understand what the quality of our well water is important for them, and it's also important for us, you know, to look at what baseline studies exist in particular regions of the province, which can always be beneficial. Knowledge is power in this case, and I think that's an important piece for people to understand what kind of quality they have in their groundwater.
You definitely want to know what's in there, for sure. I'm just wondering, like, the kits that you did get back, the 3,000, what areas of the province? Is it from the whole province, or was it one specific area?
No, from all over the province. I can get you the details of that specifically. I can get that forwarded over to you so you would know the regions in which the test kits came back from. But what everyone has been telling me and our staff, it's a variety of places around the province. Obviously, more rural in nature, of course, but a variety of areas in the province that would be sending them back. And I guess it's up to the people that want to pick them up and take that opportunity to use that free test to drop it back to that same office where they picked it up and get the results back so they know exactly what's in their drinking water. Just like to let people know that these kits are still available, and please feel free to reach out to my department, the Department of Environment and Climate Change, if they have any questions, or the Department of Digital Government Service NL, the people that administer the tests for us. But if they have any questions, please feel free to reach out. I mean, we're here to help and ensure that you know, people understand what kind of the quality of the water in which they are utilizing.
Well, thank you again for your time.
No problem. Thank you very much. And anytime we have the opportunity to get good information out to people, feel free to give me a call anytime.